On any given weekday, semi-trucks and cars whiz past the Bricktown Hotel and Convention Center, 2 miles east of downtown Oklahoma City. On May 31st, 2013, though, the roads were much emptier. This YouTube video shows the sky darkening around the hotel as tornado sirens blare. Most of the severe weather that day occurred out in El Reno and then spawned storms through South Oklahoma City, Moore, and Norman. Several businesses near the Bricktown Hotel and Convention Center escaped seemingly unscathed, but owner Tom Seabrook says damage to his property was significant.
The roof was tore off, so a bunch of rooms got soaking wet, and just a lot of damage, hail damage on the roof.
Seabrook got less from his insurance company than he was hoping, so he applied to the Small Business Administration's Disaster Loan Program. The money comes from the U.S. Treasury and consists of low-interest loans to help restore properties to their pre-disaster conditions. Last November, his business was approved for a loan of nearly $750,000, the largest single disaster loan issued in the state. SBA spokesman Rick Jenkins says there are three main questions the agency asks before approving disaster loans.
Is the damage eligible? Does the applicant have the ability to repay a loan because they are low-interest loans? And does the applicant have a credit history that would indicate that they have a willingness to pay their obligations? In other words, do they have a reasonable credit history that shows they pay their bills on time?
During the next step of the process, a field inspector verifies damage at each property site.
They go and walk through the property with the applicant, whether it's a homeowner or a business owner or a renter. And with that individual, we find out what it is that they've lost.
The application then goes to a loan officer, someone who looks into an applicant's credit history. Seabrook had had financial trouble in the past and was behind on the hotel's mortgage when the storm hit. But Jenkins says the agency tries to be flexible here.
We try to make every loan that we can make, but we still have a responsibility to the taxpayers to ensure that disaster loans can and will be repaid.
There were nearly 2,500 SBA applications submitted in Oklahoma after the 2013 storms, but less than 40% were approved. Most borrowers deemed to be eligible are offered an interest rate below market value. Homeowners generally receive a rate under 2%. For businesses, it's 4%. Some applicants may receive a higher rate, though. It all boils down to one thing.
It's what we call credit elsewhere. For those who are well off and who can fund their recovery without the need of federal disaster assistance, they can still get a loan at the market rate.
Seabrook's financial situation guaranteed him a lower rate, but it's a lengthy process for the SBA to reimburse him for repair costs, and he's only spent a fraction of his loan so far. Even with the loan, he says the future of his business looks bleak, but without the help, he says his hotel would have definitely closed. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.